वायु अंग मनो बुद्धि देव च अहंकार इति अंग में भिन्ना प्रकृति अष्टधा। तो शैल आई स्पीक इन इंग्लिश बिकॉज इफ आई स्पीक इन हिंदी दिस पीपल कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड। So, this is very scientific proposal. How these material elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, and subtle material elements, mind, intelligence, and ego, are growing from Krishna. But if we give little attention, it is not very difficult to understand. Just like you sow one little seed on the ground, just like a banyan tree. Gradually, that seed becomes a very big banyan tree. So, matter does not produce living energy. From the living energy, the matter is produced. That is the fact. The theory that Buddhist theory, they say that living symptom grows under certain condition of material combination. That is not the fact. You don't find such thing. Then the scientist would have been able to produce life in the laboratory by combination of matter and chemicals. So far, it has not been possible, neither it is possible at any time. Because from Bhagavad Gita, we understand that two energies are working, material energy and the spiritual energy. Here is the description of the material energy. Bhumi rapo nalo vayu. In the next verse, it is clearly said that aparayam, all these material energies, they are inferior quality. And besides these inferior quality material elements, there is another prakriti or nature, jivahu, that is living entity, mahabhava. Jaya idam dharjati jagat. Practically, the spiritual energy is maintaining this cosmic manifestation, not the material energy. Unfortunately, the material scientists, they do not understand it, and they put different theories that from matter a spiritual energy grow. No, that is not the fact. The practical example is just like our this body. This body is produced when the living entity is there within the womb of the mother. The living entity is injected through the semina of the father within the womb of the mother. Karmana daivanetrena jantur deha upapat. According to our karma, we are put into the semina of a particular type of father, and the living entity is injected in sex life within the womb of the mother. And if there is no disadvantage for the living condition of the living entity within the womb of the mother, then it grows body. The modern contraceptive method is to destroy the favorable condition for the living entity. It is not allowed. The living entity does not die. Najayatana mriyateva. Living entity has no death. But because a living entity ordained to live under certain condition in the womb, and that is checked, that is violating the order of the Supreme. By Supreme Daivanetrena, by superior management, there is a big management, superior management. By superior management, it is a living entity is put to accept a certain type of body. When it is disturbed, that means it is neglecting the order of the Supreme, therefore it is sin. The contraceptive method adopted by the modern civilization is sinful activity. Because it is not allowed to accept a certain place which was ascertained or allotted by the Supreme Will. Not the living entity dies, but it is refused the place. Just like the example, one apartment is allotted to you, and if somebody does not allow you to enter that apartment, it is criminal. It is criminal. Is it not in the law? If you are allotted some, you have rented some room and you are going there, but somebody comes and does not allow you, no, you cannot enter. Or by force, he drives you away, then it is a criminal act. There are so many subtle laws of material nature or God. We do not know it. Therefore, we are committing simply sinful life. And sinful life means godlessness. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita, namang duskitinam mudha. Duskitinam, because they are always engaged in sinful activities, and mudha, rascal, ignorant, without any knowledge of the laws of nature or laws of God. Namang duskitinam mudha, prapadyante naradhama. Naradhama, in the human form of life, there is a chance of understanding or knowing all these laws of God and nature. It is not difficult. Everything is described in the literature, Vedic literature. Simply we have to read it and know it. Just like what I am explaining to you, how a living entity develops a material body, not that I have experimented in the laboratory or I am a great scientist, but I take it from the Vedic literature. It is clearly written there, karmana daiva netrena jantar deha upavatti. How a living entity develops his material body, that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can read it, we can learn it, then we understand the science of different bodies. There are 8,400,000 species of bodies. So the knowledge is there. Here also the same thing. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, claims that all these material energies, all these material elements, Bhumi, Rapa, Anana, Vayu, Kanga, Mana, Buddhi, Deva, they are my energy. So, as we produce this body by our energy, as soon as we are placed in the womb of our mother, then we develop our body. Therefore, this is a fact. Just like if a child is born dead, it does not grow body, because the soul is now gone from the body. Therefore, it is, the conclusion is that the spirit soul is the basic principle for growing matter, not that from matter a living symptoms are grown. That's not a fact. From the living body, from the living entity, these matter grows. We have got so many instances, just like from the seed of a banyan tree, a big tree grows. And Krishna says, Bijoham sarva-bhutanam. I am the bij, I am the seed. I am the seed. He claims to be the seed. So why not, when he says that these material elements are my energies? So what is the difficult to understand? Just like this material body, it has grown up out of my energy. I am a fragmental spiritual spark, part and parcel of the Supreme. I am the same quality, but very, very small. That smallness is also described in the Vedic literatures. Kesagra satubhagasya satudha kulpitasya jiva bhagas avijnaya cha anantaya kalpata. The dimension of the living entity is there. It is a false theory that the soul has no form or God has no form. God has form and the soul has form. Nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam. These are the Vedic information. Every one of us, we have got form. But the form is so small and minute that we cannot see with these gross material eyes. Therefore, we have to take information from the Vedic literature about the form. Shruti, things, just like in the present age also, we are accepting so many things simply by hearing. Just like these people are advertising that they are going to the moon planet. You do not go to the moon planet. You simply hear from the newspaper and believe it, that's all. So it does not require experiment. If you hear from the authoritative source, you have to accept it as fact. Not that in every instance you have to use your senses directly. Therefore, hearing is very important thing. And the Vedas are called Shrutis. Shruti means the knowledge from the Vedas are received by hearing. Shrutaya. by hearing. The hearing also we get so many knowledge. Just like we are speaking from Bhagavad Gita, you are hearing. So unless you think that by hearing you shall get the knowledge, then why do you take so much trouble of hearing? So hearing is very important. And according to Vedic system, there are three kinds of evidences. Shruti, aitujya, and anuman. Now, pratyaksha, anuman, and shruti. Pratyaksha, direct perception. And shruti, by hearing. He gave more importance to the process of hearing than pratyaksha. That is actually happening. Just like we are seeing, directly we are seeing the sun, planet. But we are seeing just like a disc. But actually it is 1400,000 times bigger than the sun. So this knowledge we get by hearing from the expert astronomer that the body of the sun is so big. So therefore shruti is very important thing. So our Vedic system is that you hear from the Vedas the exact knowledge, exact information, and you get exact knowledge. We cannot change. We give so much importance to the writings of the Vedas. Shruti pramana, evidence by hearing, by the Vedas. So here, we are hearing from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that matter grows out of the energy of the spirit soul. This is the fact. Therefore, the spirit soul, jiva bhuta, mahabhava, jayadam dhajak, the spirit soul has been given more importance than the material apara. These material elements are inferior quality energy of the Supreme Lord, whereas the living entity is superior quality of energy of the Lord. This is the conclusion. Jiva bhuta mahama. Superior quality, because we living entities, we are trying to exploit the material energy. That is material civilization. Jayadam dharjati jagat. This material world means the superior energy, living entity, is trying to lord it over the material energy. That's all. This is material energy, a world. Everyone, according to our capacity. The animals, they are also making their house, the bird also preparing their nest on the tree, which we cannot do. They are expert in making their own nest. Neither we can live in that way. And we are creating or making the skyscraper building. So according to the intelligence, we are trying to exploit the material resources, either as bird or beast or insect or human being or demigod. There are so many, 8,400,000 species of forms of life. Everyone is trying. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karasati. That is explained by Krishna. That these living entities, they are my part and parcel. Because part and parcel, we have got the same quality. As God has created this big gigantic universe, not only one universe, there are many millions and trillions of universes. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. simply by expansion of his Brahma Jyoti. Within the Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable universes. And in each and every universe, there is innumerable number of planets. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti, kotishu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Each and every planet has got different atmosphere. They are not of the same type. Therefore, the moon planet, the atmosphere is different. These people are going there, but I do not know that they are going. Even they are going, but they could not give us the real atmosphere of the moon planet. But we get it. We have got all the information in the Vedic literature. It is very cold. And I think some scientists said that the temperature in the moon planet is below zero, 200 degrees. Is it not? Yes, they said 200 degrees. It is very cold. So all the information, and we get information from Bhagavatam that the moon planet is very cold, and the inhabitants there, they drink somarasa. Somarasa, a kind of beverage which makes the body warm, suitable for living condition in the moon planet. And they live for 10,000 of years. So now they say there is no life there. But we get a different information, there is contradiction. So apart from this, all this material, cosmic manifestation, this material world, is born out of the energy of the Supreme Lord. That we can understand very easily. Not that all of a sudden some matter came into existence, there was a chunk, and there's like so many theories are there about the creation. Not that. From practical experience we see that from the living seed a big tree comes out, from the living spark this body comes out, and as soon as this living spark goes out of it, takta diham, as it gives up this body, then he has to accept another body, tatha dihantaram prapta. In this way, the material world is going on. Unless there is a living entity within the matter, it does not grow body. The conclusion is, as Krishna says, that the material elements are different products of my energy. As we produce our body by our own energy, just like this hair is growing because I have got the energy. I do not know what is that energy, how it is growing. I do not know. But it is the fact. I have got a reserved energy by which the hairs are growing, the nails are growing, the body is growing, changing, corpuscle. But as soon as I leave this body, there will be no more hair growing, no more nails growing. This is very easy to understand, that as my energy is producing matter in this body, similarly, it is Krishna's energy which is producing this material world. This is the right conclusion. Bhumi rapana lo bayu kangmano buddhi va aparayamitas sanyang prakritim me vidhi para jiva bhutang mahabhav. So this jiva bhuta, very small, minute, 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the hair. Kesagra satabhaga. Kesagra, the tip of the hair, you divide into 100 parts. Then take one part, again divide it, into 100 parts. Jiva bhava sabhigya, that is the dimension of the living entity. That is means we cannot see the tip of the hair. It's just like a small full stop. And how you can divide into 10,000 parts? You have no machine, you have no experimental process, but there is a pore. It is so small. That small particle is within you, within me, within the elephant, within the ant, within Brahma, everywhere. But they have got developed different types of body. But the basic principle is that a small particle of part and parcel of Krishna. So how much Krishna can produce? If I am a small particle of Krishna, I can produce the body like this or an elephant. So how much Krishna can expand his body? This is not very difficult to understand. Simply one should be little sober and try to understand it by reasoning. So it is fact. Not that Krishna is speaking something fabulous, we may not believe, but we have to believe it from actual fact.
Etat jonini bhutani sarvani itupadharaya aham krishna sab jagata prabhava pralaya satha.
This is another proposition. That all these etat jonini, there are 8,400,000 of forms or species of life. So Krishna says they are simply combination of the superior energy and inferior energy. The material energy and spiritual energy, two energies. Just like we produce something by combination of matter only. Because we cannot produce spiritual energy, that is not possible. Because that is Krishna's part and parcel. We can handle with these material elements. The material elements, we collect some earth, some wood, some stone, or some other things, and combine together, we can create a big skyscraper building. So if we can create a skyscraper building, why not Krishna create the whole universe? What is the difference? Why we should disbelieve this statement? If I am a small particle, I can create so many things, big, big bridges and big, big houses. Krishna, the full spiritual identity, because he is full spiritual identity, we are simply part and parcel. Nitya Nityana, he is also a living entity. He is not impersonal. We are person, a small quantity of spirit. We have got our personality. And the biggest spiritual whole, why he should be impersonal? He must be person. This is the conclusion. But because we cannot understand, just like we do not know whether the president of our India is a person or impersonal. Because we have not seen it, that does not mean that he is not a person. Similarly, because you have not seen Krishna, we cannot conclude that God is impersonal. But from evidences, by reasoning, at least we can understand that if we are part and parcel of Krishna, each one of us is an individual person, why the origin of our existence should be impersonal? What is the reason? Therefore, Krishna said that avajananti magamurha. God is person. They cannot understand. They cannot accommodate because they are murha, rascals, they have no sufficient knowledge. Abhijananti mamura. It is bewildering. How the origin of the cosmic manifestation can become a person. But it is not difficult to understand. Suppose we have heard about so many big, big industrialists. They have got big, big mills running on. But if somebody says that the person by whose energy the mills are running on, he is a person. So what is the question, what is the reason that we shall not believe that he is a person? Yes, we believe. Similarly, this cosmic manifestation created by the energy of Krishna, why should we not accept him as a person? What is the reason? He said, they are my energies. As you can create by your energy so many things, so why Krishna cannot create the whole cosmic manifestation by his energy? This is the fact. Here two energies are explained. Material energy and spiritual energy. And Krishna explains here, eta junini bhutani sarvani tu pudhara. So, just try to understand. All these things, they are simply a combination of matter and spirit, that's all. As soon as the spirit is minus, the matter remains a lump of matter, and as soon as the spirit is there, it moves. Therefore, because it moves, the moving force, therefore it is superior energy. But Krishna concludes that aham Krishna sa jagata prabhava pralayas tatha. But he is the original. Because the material energy is coming from him and the spiritual energy is also coming from him. Therefore, he is the origin of both the energies. Therefore, he is the original cause. Cause of all causes. That is accepted. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Vigraha is not impersonal. Vigraha means he has got a form. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. He is the cause of all causes. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante mang buddha bhava samannit. One who knows that Krishna is the origin of everything, bhava, this bhava required, ecstasy, oh, Krishna is so great, that requires, that bhava, to produce that bhava, it requires training. That training is this Krishna consciousness movement. You have to produce the bhava. Unless you get that bhava, you cannot understand. One who has got the bhava, iti matya bhajante manga buddha bhava samani. So, a devotee means who has attained to the stage of bhava. Buddha. And that bhava cannot be produced unless one is buddha. Buddha means perfectly knowledge. That is also stated in another way. Krishna says, bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mang prabhadati. After many, many births of philosophical speculation, jnanavan. The jnanavan, those who are wise men, they do not accept all of a sudden anything. They want to apply their reasoning. So philosophy is the science of reason. So jnani, wise man, they may speculate for many, many births. But ultimately, unless he comes to the conclusion Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Krishna is the origin of everything. His knowledge is imperfect. Ishara Parama Krishna. Unless one comes to this knowledge, he is simply speculation. Samaya Vahi Kevalam. That is stated. Sama, simply labor. In another place it is said that Jannero Bindakha Vimukta Manina Tai Asabhavat Abhisuddha Buddha. Vimukta Manina, by mental speculation, they think that they have become liberated, they have become Narayana. No, one cannot become Narayana, but everyone is part and parcel of Narayana. Or in quality, the Narayana quality is there, not that the Supreme Narayana. That is not possible. Part cannot be equal to the whole. Therefore, one who feels falsely that now I am now liberated, I have realized myself, I am God or Narayana. The Bhagavad says, Avishuddha Buddha. His intelligence is still contaminated. He is under the clutches of Maya. How he can be Narayana? That is not possible. Avishuddha Buddha. And because his intelligence is not cleansed, therefore, arujya kritchena param padam tata patanti adha anadisa jusmadangrayo. Arujya kritchena, by severe type of austerities and penances, the Mayavadi philosophers, they observe very severe type of, not nowadays, but during Shankaracharya's time, they used to take 3 times bath, lying down on the floor, no bedding, nothing, very strict. So that is, that process of self-realization is very, very difficult. The arujya kritchena, kritcha means difficult process. So accepting this difficult process of self-realization, they come to the point of Brahma realization, parampadam. But because he has no shelter under your lotus feet, he falls down again to the material world. We have seen many learned Mayavadi philosophers, they first of all give up this world, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, but after a few days they come back again in this Mithya world to profess or to continue their business as humanitarian, opening schools and hospitals. Why you are coming here again opening hospitals and schools? If you have left this world as mithya, why you are after this mithya school and hospitals? But they could not get anything, Brahma. They could not understand what is Brahma. That is the difference. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arujya kritchena param padam. By severe austerities and penances, they come to the point of Brahma understanding. But because they have no shelter on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they fall down again to this material existence. That is your answer. So that is not the process. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna says that after having bitter experiences of this going up and coming down, Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravartinajya. So, when actually comes to the conclusion, the Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. Samahatma Sudullabha. That type of Mahatma is very rare. A Mahatma talking either this and that you can see many things. But one who has concluded that Krishna is everything, Krishna is the cause of everything, Krishna is the supreme. Sa Mahatma Sudurla. So we have to take account. What is that symptom that a Mahatma? Mahatma Anastamang Pratha Devi Prakriti Mahas. Such Mahatma, they are under the influence of spiritual energy. We have already explained material energy and spiritual energy. Therefore, we Vaishnavas, we take shelter of the spiritual energy of Krishna, Radharani, or Sita, Sita Ram, Radharani, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan. We take shelter of the energy. Instead, just like we can take shelter of the sun sign, the energy of the sun. You cannot direct approach the sun, you will be burned out. Similarly, this process is to take Devi Prakriti Mahas. Devi Prakriti. Every energy is Krishna's energy, Parasa Shakti, Vividaiva Sriyate. Every energy is the material energy also, Devi, because it is emanation from the Supreme. Maybe inferior, but it is the energy of the Supreme. Inferior in this sense by comparison. Otherwise, no energy is inferior. There is a higher spiritual sense. There is nothing material. Everything is spiritual. That is called sarvam khalu idam brahma. That is higher sense, not in the lower sense. So in this way, if we are intelligent enough, if we understand that after many, many births, we have to take shelter of Krishna. Bahunam janmanam ante. Now why not take it immediately? This is intelligence. If we have to come to that point for making our life perfect, to come to Krishna and surrender, then why not surrender immediately? Krishna is canvassing. Sarvadharman paritajyamami kansa. That is intelligence. Thank you very much.